The following programming is sponsored by Carol Captus Holloway. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Sound is good. Everything is good, Lex.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, just gotta make sure. Okay, we can kill the music.
Okay.
Thank you. Welcome to Tell Me More with Carol Holloway. I have somebody new in the studio today, so if we're a little bit off kilter, please bear with me today. Happy Veterans Day. You are listening to Tell Me More with Carol Holloway. We are live on Facebook today, as well as Zooming in with an amazing show. We are also live on the podcast here at the WWDB studios, as well as Instagram and Facebook. If you have any questions, you can log on the Facebook link. We have an amazing guest today. He is my co-host for the entire show. I am happy to bring on Dr. P. Albert Chan. Dr. Chan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. I am so excited to talk about your new book, Everything About Happy Longevity, Evidence-Based Medicine. And we're talking about East Meets West, and I'm a big fan of holistic medicine, and I'm very much a fan of Eastern medicine, so I definitely want to get started. Could you share with our listeners a little bit about your background?
Okay. I'm a cardiologist by training. I was born in Hong Kong, came here when I was about 18 years old, went to school in Binghamton University, and then a medical school in NYU. I was trained as a cardiologist in the University of Pennsylvania. And after that, I started my private practice in Yonkers, New York. Then after a few years, I got somehow a midlife crisis. My whole family moved to Singapore, and I practiced medicine in Singapore for 10 years, and then in Shanghai for 5 years.
Wow.
And that's how I learned about the medicine from the East side. So I was trained in Western medicine, but I have a 15 years exposure to the medicine from the East. About 10 years ago, I then moved back to the States, and then I decided to write a book during the COVID.
Fine time to write a book, especially during COVID. Now, your book takes into account so many different areas of our lives and our health. First of all, let's talk about longevity. What exactly is longevity? Explain to our listeners.
Okay. In my book, as I said, the first line is that, what is longevity? Longevity, rule number one, is not to die young. So it sounds simple, but it is important. You have to make sure you don't die young so that you can enjoy longevity. So the whole book basically tries to teach you how to secure a longevity, but just not just a longevity. It has to be a happy longevity.
Okay, so can we base longevity on our parents or what we know of our family hereditary?
Right. Now, at this stage, anybody who died younger than 90 years old is considered as a die young.
Oh.
Because with the modern medicine, with a lot of diseases which is preventable, everybody should shoot for at least 90 years old.
Okay.
And that is part one. The book is not talking about anti-aging or any magic drug, but they're talking about the basic science, how to protect yourself so that you can enjoy a longevity. And on top of it, it has to be a happy longevity.
So, yes, I agree. It needs to be happy, and we want the best life that we can live. But here in the United States, in Eastern culture and Eastern medicine, we don't practice the things that we see in Western countries and Western medicine. We tend to be obese here. We tend to have more medical problems. We don't practice Western medicine, which is the whole body, as opposed to Eastern medicine, which is just the cause. So what can we do to bring all of that together?
Now, I have been practicing medicine for more than 35 years. And one of the major problems I have with the healthcare in America is that we, as a doctors, were trained to treat diseases, but we are not trained to prevent diseases from happening. So when you go to see a doctor, most of the time it's because you're sick already. You have a problem. But you don't go seldom go to see a doctor. It's just, what can you help me to make sure I can live a long time and make sure no disease will happen to me? Okay, so I think the whole approach of healthcare is wrong.
I agree. So when we want to, here in the United States, I think we have the worst healthcare system ever because we do treat just the symptoms and we're not a country that is based on keeping people well. You know, they'd rather you be sick and treat the sickness instead of the entire body to keep you healthy. So what are the five devils of healthcare here in the United States or maybe even around the world?
Right. Now, the five devils I mentioned, they are heart disease, stroke, cancer, dementia, and metabolic disease, which including obesity, diabetes, and prediabetes. These five devils kill almost 90% of people around the world. Okay, so fortunately, the modern medicine has pushing that all these five diseases, majority, can are preventable. So as I mentioned in the book, the best doctor in the world is not the surgeon who do a complicated open heart surgery or brain surgery on you. The best doctor in the world is the one who makes sure you don't get these five devils. You don't get the cancer, you don't get heart disease, you don't get the stroke, you don't get dementia, and you don't get diabetes.
So even if they're hereditary, there are ways to prevent that from happening to your body. Like I understand the cancer cell lives in all of us every day. It's just not active.
Now, let's take cancer. Now, cancer, everybody thinks is something to do with fate. You got it, you got it. You got the bad genes. You get the worse environment. You develop the cancer. It's not preventable, which is not true. So cancer, to prevent or cure a cancer, there are three basic steps. Step number one is to make sure, now cancer basically is a mutation of a normal cell. A normal cell becomes an abnormal cell by mutation. And your immune system cannot pick up this abnormal cell. And they don't kill the cell when there are only a few of them around. And the third one is that you don't detect the cancer early enough. So they grow, and then you kill all the other normal cells in your body. So in theory, to treat or cure cancer are three steps. Number one is make sure you have at least as few mutations as you can. Second, try to build up your immune system to kill these abnormal cells at their early stage. And the third one has detect the cancer as a very early stage to have more chance to take it out and cure it. Mm-hmm. Now, so the whole book talks about the preventive side. Now, the first step, there's the five steps, which I mentioned later on, how to take care of the longevity. The first step is that you should know your risk, what we call risk stratification. In my book, I give a name called PPPM, Primordial Proactive Preventive Medicine.
Okay.
So what do you do is that, let's say, pick cancer. So everyone should know about their risk factors. Where do you stand now? Your family, your environmental factors, and other factors that you think put you in high risk. So number one of secure longevity is to do the PPPM. Know your risk, what we call risk stratification, and do something about it.
Okay. So again, is cancer really the worst of the five devils that affect our health?
Is talking about longevity or happy longevity? For longevity, heart disease number one.
Okay.
Stroke, cancer are right close to number one. Now, if for happy longevity, dementia is number one. You can live until 90, 100 years old, but you have dementia. It's not a happy longevity.
No.
So luckily, even dementia, we have a lot of new development. We were able to detect it early or maybe even reverse it. Okay. So that, now, again, all these five attributes, they're interrelated. When somebody have a high risk of heart disease, they may have a high risk of stroke. When somebody have a cancer, a lot of them with the advance in the cancer treatment, they all die from heart disease. And then metabolic disease actually control all of them. Dementia, heart disease, cancer, and stroke. They're all related to metabolic disease, obesity, diabetes, and prediabetes. So all these five devils, actually, they are interrelated with each other.
Okay, so they're all dangerous. And
but the good thing is that you can do a lot of things about it.
Can we fix this at any age? I mean, the ideal thing would be to start early, start with our children, teach them the right way to live, the right way to eat, the right way to be healthy. But can we start this at any age to reverse
this? Nah. To pick heart disease, which is my specialty. There's a very famous cardiologist called Valentine Fuster, which is the head of Mount Sinai. Okay, he did a big research to show people or the children, when they die from a car accident, he get a permission to do the autopsy of all the children, 10 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old, and even as young as 5 years old. And they find there's something we call plaque development in the arteries already, even as young as 10 or 15 years old. It means that to develop a heart problem, which is most of them is a blockage of the adult, it's starting the process as young as 10 or 15 years old. So in order to reverse it or to prevent heart disease, you need to do things a lot earlier in age. Again, it doesn't apply to everybody. So you not to know about your risk. If all both your parents die at 40 years old, you smoke, your whole family has a terrible genes, you got to start extremely early. Okay.
So I just want to make sure I'm still on the page. It looks like I've knocked myself out here. There we go. So we can start at any age, but here's where I find the difficulty in the United States is finding a doctor, a physician who addresses the entire body and not just the potential or the disease that, well, they won't treat you on a potential here. They'll only treat you when you have the disease. So how do we go about screening and finding the person that we want to be able to help us?
That is the problem with the healthcare here. Okay. Now, in my book, I propose the four stages to secure happy longevity. Stage one, as I mentioned before, is PPPM, primordial proactive preventive medicine. You got to be the first one who try to figure it out to look for your risk. Now, again, it sounds simple, but under the medical insurance currently, under the government subsidy, et cetera, it's difficult to do it. But you got to try to put it as the first priority. It's more important than to go for a vacation. It's more important than go for a big dinner. Try to understand where your risk is currently. So that's the first step, PPPM. Okay, even you may have to put some money out from your pocket. You got to do it as early as possible. Know your risk and do something about it. Second stage is a little bit complicated. It's called concierge doctor for personal trainer.
Okay.
To ensure longevity. Now, that is a trend because healthcare insurance is not your friend.
No.
They're there to make money. Okay. The sad, really sad joke is that they try to get as much premium as they can, and then pay as little as possible. And then when you're very sick, I mean, that's a bad joke. They wish you die as soon as possible so that they don't have to pay too much. So they're not going to take care of you. So ideally, if anybody can afford it, find a doctor who's willing to become your personal trainer, who take care of you from very early, know all your risk factors, know which one they can reverse it, which one they can treat it, which one they can prevent it, and become your personal trainer for longevity. So that is the second stage. The third one is called happiness enhancement. Now, they put something different on their happiness. Somebody think no constipation is the best happiness in my world. So it's important because constipation is a nuisance.
Yes.
So somebody may say sex life is more important. Somebody think sleeping is more important. So I think eventually, hopefully, somebody can organize a comprehensive clinic to promote happiness enhancement. Not just that, because happiness engenders longevity. Longevity without happiness is meaningless. So that is stage three. Stage four is also very important. It's called aging at home. Because we did a large study. Finally, people who end up in a nursing home or spend most of the time in hospital, they die much, much younger. Mm-hmm. Okay, with all the AI technology and everything, I think aging at home, even if you're not rich, is reachable. But you have to prepare for it. You have to prepare when you're young, buy some insurance or get your house ready so that you can age at home. So those four are the stages for ideal way to secure a happy longevity.
Uh-huh. A lot of people are probably listening to us thinking, I haven't started any of those things yet, or we have started them. And when I read through your book and I read through the different things that are there, you know, we talk about, you talked about a physician who stays with you when you're young until you get older. Unfortunately, here in the United States, after you turn 18, they won't even see you anymore. They're like, go get a different doctor. So how do you make that crossroad to be able to find that doctor that can stay with you through your entire life or close to it, because they age out as well?
In the good old days, your family doctor is the one. But there's a good old days. So nowadays, unfortunately, you have to do something yourself. Again, everybody, when we mentioned concierge doctor, they thought it is something very expensive. It's going to be only for rich people. No, the trend is pushing. You can probably pay even about a couple thousand, $2,000 a year extra on top of the insurance and reimbursement. There are more and more doctors who want to have a freedom. They want to attach to the patient with their whole family. It can be a family doctor, it can be an internist, it can be even a cardiologist. They want to take care of the patient as a whole person. So a lot more doctors, now they don't want to be employees. They start joining medical concierge services. Now, again, right now, it may be still expensive, but hopefully with competition, when more doctors joining in, people are willing to get very little so that they can enjoy their career. They can take care of the family. They take them as a trainer. They want, when they pay, you know, all their patients enjoying a happy longevity, they are happy as a doctor. They go back to good old days when we treat patients as a person.
So let me do I have some questions about that coming back. I want to take a quick commercial break and let our listeners know that you are listening to Tell Me More with Carol Holloway and my very special guest, Dr. P. Albert Chan, talking about everything about happy longevity, evidence-based medicine, East meets West. I think this is an amazing topic, and it's never too late to start, and it's never too late to take a quick commercial break. We will be right back.
Hi, this is Carol Holloway from Home Improvement Fix and Facts. Listen to me live every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9 right here at WWDB. And if you can't listen live, make sure you go to WWDBAM.com and listen to my podcast. Each week, we will give you great ideas on how to fix your home and some facts on how to put it all together. In the middle of our streets,
our house. Hey, Philadelphia homeowners. To build for looks and durability, side your home with LP SmartSide Expert Finish Trim and Siding, now available in brushed smooth texture. Available in 16 versatile colors, LP SmartSide Expert Finish products will help you create a gorgeous, longer-lasting dream home. That's the beauty of brushed smooth. Learn more about LP SmartSide Expert Finish products in brushed smooth texture at lpcorp.com/Philly Siding. That's lpcorp.com/Philly Siding.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
To Tell Me More with Carol Holloway and my wonderful co-host today, Dr. P. Albert Chan, author and cardiologist of the book Everything About Happy Longevity, Evidence-Based Medicine, East Meets West. So you've given us some great information about the main causes that can keep our lives from being happy and long. But one of the things I noticed in your book, and you break down each of those chapters, heart disease, strokes, dementia, cancer, metabolic dysfunction, but you have a whole section on exercise. Now, I truly believe it's never too late to exercise. Even if you're not moving well, there's chair exercises. Tell me the types of exercise and the benefits that we can gain from reading that chapter and just not even reading it, just from your advice.
No question about it. Exercise, the best anti-aging medicine. Now, a lot of people shooting for magic drugs, some weird thing for longevity. Actually, no question about it, exercise is one of the major medicine for anti-aging. So now, but my chapter is a little bit different. We think exercise, no question about it, is important, but it should be different kind of exercise for different age and different gender. Okay, so when you are young, you probably want to build up some muscles to impress your developer cells. You want to be skinny. So it's understandable. So you should exercise so that you can start enjoying exercise. So when you get older, you have to become how to exercise to protect your body, your heart, your metabolic disease or stroke. Then when you get older and older, you have to protect all your joints and your muscular strength. So as I said, when you get older, you lose muscles. So if you don't exercise well, even you feel you're healthy, let's say 80 years old man walking around is unhealthy. One fall at home can be so devastating, and that will kill your happy longevity. So my book basically break it down. For different age, you should emphasize a different kind of exercise. Now, again, exercise for losing weight can be different from exercise for health. Now, losing weight is important, no question about it. But with the new drugs, everybody talk about the injection, the magic drug, exercise becomes even more important because exercise not just to help you to lose weight, probably difficult, just exercise alone enable to lose weight. With the new drug, we can use the drug to lose the weight to increase the level of exercise so that you can even enjoy and benefit more from exercise.
So is that where East meets West, where you have the old historic ways of the Eastern culture, and then you're combining it with the medicine of the Western culture to get you into that body and that frame of mind to be able to do the things that you know that you're supposed to be doing, but none of us ever do.
Now, I had the chance to learn about Eastern medicine when I was practicing medicine in Asia for 15 years. One of the things surprised me is that what Eastern medicine emphasized a lot on inflammation. They don't call it inflammation. They call it fire in your body.
Fire?
Fire.
Okay. They said
you have to balance the yin and yang. You cannot have too much fire, but you can have no fire in your body. You got to make it right. Not too much, not too little. It's called yin and yang about inflammation. And this concept has been around for more than a couple thousand years in Chinese medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, or other part of the Eastern medicine. So what they mean is that after many, many years of Western medicine, we finally understand inflammation. Inflammation is the one causing heart disease, stroke, cancer, metabolic disease, and also dementia. So what is inflammation? Inflammation is something to do with your immune system. So when you're sick, your immune system will try to fight your infection. So you get more fire, you get hot, okay? But if that inflammation getting too much, you burn your normal tissue. So that's like COVID. COVID, when they attack, your body immune system try to react. So in the beginning, it fight, but they overfight. They also kill some of the normal cells in your lung and also can send some cells in your brain. So it causing worse than COVID or long COVID symptoms. So that is the new concept about inflammation. And then take an example of a dementia. Dementia, all along we think is amyloid built up in your brain causing dementia. So we come up with all different drugs, but the problem is, if the amyloid is the end product of dementia, or is the cause of the dementia? So does it mean that you have dementia, that's why you have amyloid? Or is the amyloid really causing the dementia? Then finally, more and more medical development think inflammation is the major factor causing dementia.
Wow. So how do we know how much inflammation is in our body? Because it sounds to me like unless you're super duper healthy, we all walk around with some type of inflammation in our body.
Oh, you need inflammation. Otherwise, you die. I mean, if somebody, let's say after chemotherapy or somebody gone congenital disease, they have a damaged immune system, they get infection and they die young and die easily. So you need the flame, the fire in your body, but just don't overheat it. So it's go yin and yang. How to balance it? That is the $1 billion question. Okay, so that is all the anti-aging therapy, dementia treatment, and even heart disease. Now we find out that even for the heart, somebody can be a blockage all in the artery all the time, but they never end up a heart attack. So they have a lot of blockage. In the old days, we open up, put a stand, open up a balloon, try to open up every blockage. We find out they still end up having a heart attack because we didn't attack the cause. The cause is inflammation by high level of a bad cholesterol. It's one of the major ones. There's other factors, smoking or the other one. But the major factor is the bad cholesterol causing the inflammation. So it can cause a plaque. Even 20%, 30% obstructed, suddenly become really, really hot and become 100% blockage and then cause a heart attack. So we change the direction about treating heart disease. We have to lower the inflammation, which in Eastern medicine, they know about 2,000 years ago. You have to control your inflammation. So Now, in the beginning, we use aspirin to prevent heart disease. Then we find that aspirin causing more bleeding. So it may not be a magic drug. Now we find out that old drug called colchicine, which is preventing decrease the inflammation. And works really well. It works even maybe better than aspirin. So the whole concept now changed into prevent a heart attack. You got to control the inflammation. For stroke, the same thing. For dementia, the same thing.
So I understand what you're saying about inflammation and all these different diseases that it can cause, and we have to control the inflammation. Do we control that by looking at our numbers, like our cholesterol numbers, like our echocardiograms, like our blood work? Is that what's going to tell us whether we have inflammation? Like, how do we know? We might think we're just moving along, being healthy, and everything is grand and golden, but we actually, our body is fighting something that we're not aware of.
Now, there is some blood test for the inflammation, but they're not 100% accurate. You have to look at the whole body when it means that you can have a gum disease, you can have arthritis, they all increase the inflammation. But by the way, they do increase the chance of a heart attack by arthritis, by the gum disease, et cetera, et cetera. But you have to shoot for things that can cause inflammation and lower the inflammation. Like the heart disease, now we know bad cholesterol, LDL, not just a level, it is what we call accumulative level. It means that high level plus the years you are at the high level. So if you are high level of bad cholesterol at 15 years old, by the time you're 40 years old, you're in big, big risk already. Mm-hmm. So bad cholesterol LDL is a major factor causing inflammation. Okay. There's other things you can lower the inflammation. Exercise is the best one to lower inflammation. Okay. Mm-hmm. Treating the gum disease, treating arthritis, treating any kind of autoimmune disease, lower your inflammation. Okay. Quit smoking, don't even smoke pot or marijuana. They all increase your inflammation, even a cigar.
People, when you said don't smoke pot.
Because pot is basically, it's a bad chemical getting to your body, causing inflammation. It can cause dementia, it can cause higher stroke and heart attack.
Okay.
So it's a bad thing. It can make you high, maybe make you happy, short-term one.
So there are so many things that I see in your book that I see it, I read it, and I'm like, I'm not even sure where to start. So if somebody was listening to our podcast right now, and they were saying, well, I'm not feeling my best self, I'm not as healthy as I can be, what is the number one thing that you would say? What is the first thing that you would recommend to somebody to increase their happiness, longevity?
Read my book.
It's an amazing book. There's so much information.
Yeah, the first thing I put the book on is a ebook on Amazon. And I only charge $1.99, because I want a lot of people to read it. Okay. Mm-hmm. But the ultimate goal is that if you can afford it, buy the book, read cover to cover, keep it, follow it. It's a guidebook. It's really easy to read. It's fun to read. It's no medical jargon. It's really easy to read. But I want to keep it and follow the direction and follow the suggestions. And that's my ultimate goal.
Because it is very easy to read, and you really do break it down very simply. We all, if we're not dealing with it ourselves, we all have a family member or know somebody, a friend or relative, who is dealing with one of these five devils. So just passing this book, and you did make it very reasonable to purchase, passing this book on, you know, for that holiday present, people, this is a good one to give out. How come longevity is just not enough?
Okay. Now, as I said, if you have a stroke, you have dementia, even you want, you can live until 100 years old. It's meaningless. Okay. Now, my happy longevity emphasizes on happy, healthy, independent life with stamina. Now, stamina is very important. As I said, if you lie in bed until you're 100 years old, It's meaningless. Everyone in your family going for vacation, you're sitting on a wheelchair, looking out of the window all day. That is not a longevity you're looking for. So the whole book emphasizes, I have a whole chapter on happiness, how to ensure happiness. And they break it down to 5 F. Okay, what are the 5 F? One is fitness. You got to have build up your body, have a stamina to enjoy life. Doesn't matter what age you are. When you're 20 years old, you want to be active, you want to run marathon, you want to go climb the mountain, you got to have the stamina to do it. When you're 90 years old, you want to make sure at least you can go from the bed to the bathroom. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you got to protect all your major organs. Once you have a stroke, kidney problem, heart problem, or cancer, you're not going to enjoy your longevity. So number one is fitness. Number two is family. Okay, we did all the studies. If somebody lost a loved one, they lose at least 7 years of their life.
Wow, that's a lot. Okay.
Yeah, so unless you don't love the one. If you love somebody, you have to make sure he or she lives a long, happy longevity too, not just for yourself. So family is number two, the second F.
So let me stop you there for a minute, because it says that loneliness kills more people than most disease, and losing a loved one will take many happy years from your life. Can you get them back?
Well, the whole book is based on prevention. Try not to do it. Now, obviously, you lose one, you can gain another one. But try not to lose the first one.
Okay. I hear you.
So that is the second F. So my whole book is on prevention and has to be proactive and have to be primordial, start early. Okay. So the third one is fortune. You got to have the financially stable to enjoy happy longevity. If you have to worry about money every day, you're not going to be happy. But on the other hand, you don't have to be a billionaire to enjoy happiness. Actually, a lot of billionaires never enjoy happiness. Okay, so you just have to secure financial stability so that you can enjoy happiness, happy longevity. The fourth one is fame. Now, I'm not saying about have to be famous, but you have to have a self-respect. You have to be proud of what you have achieved, what you have done. Even you have a janitor, you should be proud of what you have contributed to the world. So self-respect and thinking you have contributed to the society, you're proud of yourself. So the dignity is ensure happiness.
Okay.
And make your life happier. And the last one, obviously, is fun. A lot of people, unfortunately, what in medicine is called anhedonic. They always push their happiness to the old age. They said, let me work hard, save money until I'm getting old. Unfortunately, we heard so many sad stories. They retire, they die within 1 year. They never enjoy life. So what my book is that, be happy and be happy now.
Right. Then it's not too late to start, not at all. So what does it mean to lead a happy and healthy life with stamina?
Okay, again, you need to take attention, make sure protect all your major organs. So you have to prevent your heart, your brain, your kidneys, liver, your metabolic system and immune system intact, not damaged. So that will bring you the stamina with exercise and the right diet. Okay, so it is all around comprehensive program to secure happy longevity. And stamina is number one. Because as I said, if you think you're healthy, you walk around at 80 years old, not knowing that you didn't protect all your joints, one fall, break your ankle or your hip, that is it. Your happiness will be gone.
That's a big one. We just got over an election here. And it has not been fun for everyone, I feel, in the United States. And I feel like there's a lot of happiness that is gone. I feel that people are going to be concerned about their finances. There's a lot that is going to affect people. So how do we keep those things from affecting us? Because we deal with it every day. Turn off the news. That's one of them. But when we're worried about our finances, we don't know what the future is going to hold. Is it take it day by day and wait till it happens? Because not everybody can prepare.
In a utopia, if everything is perfect, everybody's under health care who secure everybody's happy longevity. So obviously, this is a dream. It's not going to happen. So you should be the one to protect yourself. You should be the what you call proactive. Okay. Now, if you can get anything from this talk, five things are most important from this talk. Number one, do not die young. There's a lot of things you can do to make sure you protect your organ, you don't die young. Not the anti-aging therapy, not the snake oil kind of treatment. Okay. You have to set up a comprehensive program to protect yourself. Second one, don't let your loved one die young. Make sure your husband or wife, or even your boyfriend or girlfriend, make sure they live long and are happy in longevity. That will help you to enjoy yours. The third one is that make sure you should shoot for happy longevity, not just a longevity. A longevity lying in bed, looking at the ceiling day and night, is not a longevity you want to have. And then the fourth one is that start your PPPM, okay? As started as early as possible. Even you bypass the insurance company, you bypass the government policy, you should look for your risk and try to reverse and try to prevent the five devils. The last one is that you are on your own. The insurance company doesn't care. The government doesn't care. And even your life insurance company, they don't care.
Yeah.
So you are on your own.
So let me take another quick commercial break here and come back. I want to ask you about getting adequate sleep. So think on that for a minute. We are talking to Dr. P. Albert Chan. He is the author of Everything About Happy Longevity, Evidence-Based Medicine, East Meets West. I love East Meets West. We're going to talk about that too. And we will be right back. You are listening to Tell Me More with Carol Holloway.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
Hi, this is Carol Holloway from Home Improvement Fix and Facts. Listen to me live every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9 right here at WWDB. And if you can't listen live, make sure you go to WWDBAM.com and listen to my podcast. Each week, we will give you great ideas on how to fix your home and some facts on how to put it all together. In the middle of our street,
our house. Hey, Philadelphia homeowners, to build for looks and durability, side your home with LP SmartSide Expert Finish Trim and Siding, now available in brushed smooth texture. Available in 16 versatile colors, LP SmartSide Expert Finish products will help you create a gorgeous, longer-lasting dream home. That's the beauty of brushed smooth. Learn more about LP SmartSide Expert Finish products in brushed smooth texture at lpcorp.com/philly-siding. That's lpcorp.com/philly-siding.
And we are back. Listeners, we have been talking to Dr. Chan. I hope you don't mind that I shortened it. And he is an author and a cardiologist. He wrote the book, Everything About Happy Longevity, et cetera, et cetera. I want you to look it up and buy the book. It will totally help you get your life in order to live happy longevity. But sleep seems to be a big issue here in the United States. And I know people that just, they don't sleep. They get up in the middle of the night. They're up for hours. They try taking sleeping aids. They have all kinds of different things happening with their body. What do you recommend? How do we get ourselves in tune to get proper sleep?
Sleeping is in my book. It's one of the major factors affecting the five devils. So again, sleeping most likely causes inflammation. A bad, uneven, not a nice sleeping pattern is the one causing inflammation. Now, sleeping is now become a specialty. Now it's a specialty called sleep medicine. It's not just in used to the old day. You go to a doctor, can't sleep, give you a pill, and then you still cannot sleep, give you more pills, and then eventually you're addicted to the pills. So now we change the whole direction. Sleep medicine is a specialty, and we know that it's so crucial to your health and your, not to mention, happy longevity. So it's not just the length of the sleeping. Now, the pattern of sleeping is also extremely important. What we call deep sleeping. Now, there are many stages of sleeping. There are light sleeping, rapid eye movement, sleeping stage, etc. There's a stage what we call delta wave. That's in your brain. You set up the delta wave. That is the stage you want to have. That will help you to a deep sleeping, your total relaxation. So that is the one help you to secure health. Now, unfortunately, sleeping pill doesn't improve your delta stage. So we find out a lot of sleeping pill can get you more hours of sleep, but you're not in the right stage of sleeping. So the whole concept about sleeping now is totally different. How to approach it? There are many ways we will suggest is to avoid the medication. Mm-hmm. We should try a lot of things, like no exercise before sleeping, cut down a little bit of caffeine, a certain kind of tea may help, some kind of exercise, low level, like meditation can help, music can help. There's still a lot of research to try to push how people can enjoy the best state of sleeping. Now, that brings us to Eastern medicine. Now, Eastern medicine is quite different from Western medicine. Eastern medicine has been around for thousands of years. Their approach is basically try and error. Let's try this one for thousands of patients. If a couple of them work getting better, so we can try more. But they're not scientific evidence. They are basically used years of experience pass on from a guru down to their protege and pass it down one by one. So some of them is still a snake medicine. Some of them is just almost so ridiculous. Okay. Some of them, they have evidence. And they're getting more and more when they merge the Eastern and Western medicine. There's a couple of examples. Like Qigong and Tai Chi, a low level of exercise from the traditional Chinese medicine. So we did a lot of research, find out the help to decrease the inflammation and also decrease the heart disease and stroke. So it is a whole body exercise, a low level. It won't build up any muscles, but they will help your balance. They help to how to move your joints, how to protect them, how to keep you better sleeping. Mm-hmm. Okay. So more and more studies show that we should integrate all this evidence-based traditional Eastern medicine into our happy longevity protocol. But I emphasize evidence-based medicine. Okay. Now, what Eastern medicine also is a different concept. They all along, they look the whole body as a body. If you take something to treat the heart, they may muscle your feet. People think, why are you muscling my knee, the feet, to make my heart stronger? Because they believe the whole body is interrelated.
Okay. How about you?
Just like acupuncture. How do you put a couple of things here and I don't feel the pain here. So because the concept they have is a whole body, and then a lot of to do with inflammation, your whole body is interrelated and connected. And we need to understand this with the evidence-based medicine. So once we pursue it, I think you can gain both from the Western medicine and the Eastern medicine. And then another thing is that which they believe for thousands of years, they say all disease come through your mouth.
Oh.
From breathing or from your eating.
Okay.
So this is the concept they have for thousands of years. Every disease they think of is all from your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. So they emphasize a lot what you are eating and what you are breathing, which is absolutely crucial for the modern health. You have to watch what you're eating. You have to watch out what your air, you're breathing.
Dr. Chan, Japan ranks number 4 in the world for longevity. Do you know where the United States rates in longevity? Where are we way at the bottom?
I didn't check it lately. I think it's a 100-something. It's terrible. I think it's almost the same level of Panama and those are third world countries.
Right.
Yeah. Now, surprisingly, number one in the world, everybody thought Japan is number one. Number one, actually, is Hong Kong.
Wow.
Okay. So, interestingly, I did a lot of research. I was born in Hong Kong, so I have bias. But this is science. This is evidence-based medicine. Year after year, they find a place to have the longest longevity is Hong Kong. And second one is Macau, right next to it. So I did a lot of study myself, a lot of research, why Hong Kong has so many negative factors. They're very polluted. Their stress level is huge. Their living condition was terrible. Tiny red place. People argue day and night. Why are they enjoying the longevity? So come down to 3 points. One, most of the doctors are primary care doctors. They are not specialists.
Okay.
America, majority of doctors are specialists. They are trained to treat disease. They are not trained to treat disease or prevent disease or treat the disease at the early stage. So you don't see a cardiologist until you have a heart problem. Nobody walked in the cardiologist and say, I feel fine, my heart is totally fine, can you check me out? Seldom. Okay. So one of the major problems, almost 90% of doctors in Hong Kong are primary doctors. They take care of the primary disease to prevent it from getting worse. Okay. So America is the other way around. Majority of the doctors are specialists. They are specialists for something, even the heart, and it's so divided into 10 different subspecialty. Okay. So that is probability number one. Probability number two is that most of the people in Hong Kong, they don't own a car. They are forced to walk. They are walking from their excellent subway system. But to get to a subway train, you have to walk mile every day because it's so expensive to own a car. And you find a place to park your car anyway. So you're forced to walk long distance every day. Okay?
Wow.
And the third one is the diet. Hong Kong diet is not the Chinese takeout in America.
Right.
It's completely different. American Chinese takeout is the worst cuisine in the world. They're oily, they're salty, they have a lot of MSG, a lot of salt. And
Wow. They
are not healthy cuisine. Traditional Hong Kong cuisine, typical, is a soup with very little oil. They have stir-fried vegetable with very little meat, very little oil. They have steamed fish. They eat a lot of fresh seafood. And they don't eat that much of sweet. And then they drink a lot of tea.
Dr. Chan, I'm so sorry. Went so fast. I invite you to come back again. I want to
Okay, sure.
want our listeners to watch the podcast, and please check out the book, Everything About Happy Longevity, Evidence-Based Medicine. They're cutting us off. We took our whole hour.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us. It was so great to be here. Thanks in the studio.
Bye.
Bye.